This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. So because of today's holiday, to honor those who've died while serving in the military, we don't have any big government data releases. But we did on Friday, when the Commerce Department released some key inflation numbers. The Personal Consumption Expenditures Index was up 6.3% from April of last year. That means lots of Memorial Day staples are more expensive. But that hasn't kept people from buying them. From a barbecue in Brooklyn, Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes has more.
There was a celebratory vibe this weekend in Fort Greene Park in Brooklyn. Lots of people were gathered to barbecue. One group had a DJ, another balloons. Adonis Reef and his girlfriend Mahogany Stevens were at their own picnic table, grilling jerk chicken and a T-bone steak.
That's a steak. Look at that steak.
And that's a recession steak. Just saying. That's a steak that, you know, hard to come by.
Stevens calls it a recession steak because it costs her so much that it feels like we're in a recession, even though it's technically not one. Beef prices are up more than 16% from last year, according to the PCE price index. Other barbecue necessities like propane and festive T-shirts have gone up too. But Stevens was keeping it in perspective.
Even though everything is highly expensive, it definitely is, but can't go wrong. I got it. That's all that matters, you know?
Stevens, who's 26, actually has a job as a caretaker of the park. Reef is 30 and works in a grocery store. Both of them watch prices closely, but it's been a long pandemic, and they were ready to enjoy themselves.
You know, if we have extra and we can sit there and spend on that, why not?
Lots of Americans share that attitude, says Robert Frick, a corporate economist with the Navy Federal Credit Union.
There's so much pent-up demand. People are saying, all right, at least for this summer, we're going to travel, we're going to have fun, we're going to be with friends.
Consumer spending was up nearly 1% in April from the month before. Back at Fort Greene Park, another picnic goer, Megan Harris, was philosophical about the state of the economy.
It is what it is, then. When it's all over, we all can have a little more money in our pockets, I guess. I mean, what else can you do?
And with no one certain how long high inflation will last, that question, what else can you do, is front and center for many politicians, businesses, and consumers. In New York, I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.